Hello, and welcome here with the same group. This is Amoina.
Ole, ole.
Many people don't know, but we are really facing something very evil, something very hard. We're talking here about history, we're talking here about law, we're talking about religion, we're talking about many things. The people we are facing is different. The enemy this time is hacking the human being. It's hacking every single system of the biology of the humans. It's hacking the mind. It's hacking the body. It's hacking the psychology. They have studied every single face of the human being. For that reason, this time the enemy it will be totally asymmetric. The boy that I have in my head is a symbol, is an identity symbol. Because in Spain the people don't really know what they are. We have lost our culture, we have lost our religion. The people don't even know if they are Spanish, if they are men, dog, woman, whatever. Because the Spanish mind has been hacked. For that reason, now we are realizing how hard and how difficult is the struggle we are facing. We have analyzed the ideas we have, and we are creating a very hard price for separating the religion from the social life. I'm not talking like a religious person, but I know that the religious values, what the basis of the Christianity and the Spanish society, now we have separated that from the public life. Everything is relative. Everything is possible. Whatever might be in the public life, in the private life, in the schools, in the public policy, we are paying the price. This time, we have to talk about if the European values will survive. Let's talk about the European values, because maybe what we think is a European value is not really European, or is not really a value. But it was a tool, it was a weapon tool. The free mind, the free speech, the free ideas, the democracy is supposed to be European values nowadays. It wasn't 2 centuries ago, but it was a tool to destroy the old order. It was not the right to free the people, but it was the idea of separating the people from the old order. When you are giving rights to the people, then these people wasn't really thinking about the rights of the goodwill of the people. They were trying to put down an order. Now that the old order has been demoralized, dictatorships are coming, it's arising again in Europe. So what we are calling European values is not really a value, it was a tool. Now that the war is over, those values, those tools are not worthwhile anymore. For that reason we have to mind that the people we are facing, it's not the country. It's not an economical system. It's something deeper. Talcott Marshall, the American sociologist, had analyzed the social theory as a system. The society is working with two systems, the political system and the economical system. The two were struggling together within a bigger system that was the cultural system. Now it seems that the political system and the economical system has found a way to work together, and they are trying to demolish the cultural system. Now they have pulverized all the values and all the beliefs of the people. They have a free way to do whatever they want with the human being. For that reason, I don't really think that Europe will survive. And I don't even really think that values, the European values we assume as European, were Europeans. The only link we have together here, apart from Russia, talking about the Europeans, is Christianity. Beyond the Christianity, out of the Christianity, we don't really have much. The French revolutions with the human rights, the free speech, that has been a very, very bloody revolution in Europe. It was a tool. It was a tool to destroy the Northern. So for that reason, we really have to think about what values means, what Europe means, and to analyze all the psychological, theological, biological, sociological departments of all the universities in the United States that have been the only ones that have analyzed the human being in all its places. Please don't think this has nothing to do with countries. This has nothing to do with values. It is something different. They are hacking the human mind. They are hacking the human biology. Thank you very much for listening.